Okay. Podcast, you know, used to have one, used to be a thing I used to do, and I wanted to get back into it, I guess. So, if this does go, this would be episode 4 of this thing that I tried to do last year, 2 years ago almost. Yikes. But, you know, it's just gonna be me by myself today. Because, I don't know, because that's the way it is. Originally I wanted to do it with my friends, but yeah, people move on. It's high school. You're gonna eventually move on from each other, not always gonna be together. But it's been a minute. It's been a real long minute. And I think I've changed a lot. Maybe. I don't know. A lot of things have changed for the world, certainly. New things discovered. Different things discovered, people discovering about themselves, and I don't know, I just wanted to do something today, on quarantine because of COVID-19, you know, fun stuff, and I'm pretty bored, so let's do this. So, I don't know how this is gonna work, because it's just me talking to me, so if it gets repetitive or boring, or you just lose track, don't worry about it, it's not important. But, damn, things have been going on pretty bad, start of 2020. It's supposed to be a new year, but apparently we just get death and death and more death. Well, not death, and it's just really sucks. People overreacting, people underreacting, people not taking enough precautions, people taking too many precautions. It's just a whole lot of stuff, and I don't really know how to process it, to be quite honest. It feels real, but at the same time, I don't know, it just feels weird. I've never been in a situation in my life where the government has just locked down the entire country. Well, lockdown is a strong word, but basically, yeah. And people always say that we have a weak government, and we don't move, but they just closed down the whole country in a matter of days, so just goes to show how strong our government really is when they all agree on things. And yeah, I don't know, it's just weird. It's just so odd that it just happened. You know, no one was ready for this. No one was even prepared for something even remotely close to this. Because you just went on about our lives. We're not thinking about deadly viruses or contagious viruses that could shut down all countries or even shut down the entire world, but shit, it happened this year, and just feels weird. And I just hope everyone's doing okay, but I don't know, I'm tired of seeing stuff about actually COVID. It gets quite annoying. It's on the news 24/7. It's just COVID, when it really could. It's not that big of a deal. Well, it is, but also isn't. But, I don't know. But, it's just scary to see what the world has for us. And then, school, of course. We're out of school. Now there's 5,000 teenagers just roaming around. Well, actually not roaming around, because quarantine. And, I don't know. It's just odd. But, fuck. You know, shit happens. What are you gonna do? So, might as well make the best use of my time and try to enjoy myself. And I would be playing fucking games with my friends, but they have other things to do, so fuck it. Just here by myself. Going a little crazy in my house, though. Haven't left. Might go skate later. Well, later at 8:26 p.m. Probably not. Maybe tomorrow. Get a nice pop, shove it in. I learned that recently. So, yeah. I wish I could ask how you guys are doing, but, you know, can't. And now I have nothing else to talk about. Jesus Christ. I should probably start rehearsing these beforehand before I go on try to talk for an hour by myself. Drugs. We could talk about drugs. But, like, you know, it's not a lot of talk about that. I still kind of smoke, not really. I know, scandalous, but sometimes I just haven't been able to get anything. No nicotine for me. And I haven't touched weed in a very long time. Still want to, though. Well, and I wanted to do shrooms over this quarantine, but I didn't realize how serious it was and how I can't leave my house, so, you know, can't go over to other people's houses, can't get drugs. No, life sucks. But whatever, life goes on. Talked to a girl recently, that's weird. Been kind of not really a relation type person, mostly because I'm too depressed to even handle myself, let alone another person in my life. And also, I'm too scared to talk to people. Not scared, but I don't know. Awkward. I'm very awkward. And yeah. What else has happened recently? School's still boring. Music. I've listened to a lot of music, I guess. I don't know. This is probably going to be the shortest one of my episodes, because I have no idea what I'm doing. But who cares, right? Just enjoy it. I've started to learn how to do Photoshop. That's cool, I guess. I can sort of do things on my own. Like, make cutout faces and replace them and learn how to use masking and what all that stuff means and yeah, Photoshop stuff. That's cool, I guess. I've been wanting to start a YouTube channel for quite some time now. I think everyone wants a YouTube channel, but none of us can actually really pull it off successfully. Like, we all say that we want one, but we have one, but we don't ever do anything with it. But I think I will start doing something with it. I mean, I have nothing better else to do, so I might as well start recording, right? Get some nice clips in, start just recording random things, start posting them. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad, just do it because it's better to have something than nothing. I try to think positively about most things, but I'm not a very positive person. I think a lot in my head, but never really talk to anyone about it, so I think the best person to talk to would be myself, and just, I don't know, probably sound a little crazy right now, but it's fine, it's whatever. And yeah, so there's nothing really going on in my life. It's pretty boring, same old, same old. Maybe trying to learn a new thing, learn something. Learning a new language would be cool, but I'm pretty bad at learning stuff, so maybe not. I've wanted to learn how to edit videos for the longest time. It's another thing, but again, something that everyone wants to do, but who really pulls it off except those few who actually take the time out of their day and actually practice and try at it. And when you put it like that, it sounds simple. You just have to do it, right? But actually getting to the point where you want to do it, or that you can do it, is a whole different story. Or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just lazy. Maybe it is just easy as getting up like, wow, I'm going to do this today. But for me, it's a lot harder, I guess. And of course, school's always a big concern. 16 years old, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you planning for college? I have no idea. And that's, people tell me it's okay. I feel like it's sort of okay. But at the same time, it's scary, dude. 2 more years and I'm on my own, I guess. Maybe not. It's just a weird thing to think about. You've been never been on my own before. Always under my parents' wings. So, I don't know. It's gonna be something new, for sure. And I don't really know how to process it. I've tried to. So, yeah. And I guess when you put it like that, I don't know. It's just weird, you know? And, you know, something stuff like that. Been wanting to learn how to skate for, well, I know how to skate. Like, yeah, but been trying to practice recently, going to skate parks, you know. Got some good grinds in, I guess. Well, grinds is a very strong word, but yeah. I had been practicing since this quarantine started. Just going outside, just outside of my little area, out of my house, and just practicing tricks. Now I can shove it now. I can almost pop shove it. So yeah, that's something. Still don't know how to ollie up a curb, but I'm almost there. I just have to land my feet on the board, which is easier said than done. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to go from here, but I'll keep talking for the sake of talking. I've been wanting to get a new game, Doom Eternal dropped. It looks very nice. I've wanted it very badly, but I'm poor, so no. It looks very fun. And I remember when I watched the trailer for it, the GameView trailer, it looked awesome. You have more side equipments, grappling hook. You have like a laser turret instead of a grenade. Well, it was actually multiple grenades. There's like plasma grenades and shit like that. But damn, I'm not gonna be able to play it for a while, and it sucks. And I have Borderlands 3 to finish. I'm on like the last mission, but God, it's I stopped playing it, and now I have to get back into it. And I don't know if I can get back into it because it's just hard to get back in a game when you don't play for a while. I should just man up and just play it. But, you know, stuff like that, simple stuff. You know, for showsies. But, yeah, I don't know. Just something about. I forgot what I was saying. Sorry. I've been listening to a little music, like I said earlier. Little Darkie is very, very, very good. Been getting depressed and listening to him. More filled with hate afterwards, but you know, whatever. And I don't know. I should be playing video games with my friends, but they don't want to play with me right now. They'd rather go play with other friends. So, for now, I'll sit here and talk while I simultaneously text a girl and possibly reject her because she likes me, but I may not share the same feelings. God, I don't see why anyone would like me. I'm a very self-centered person, and don't play with well with others. I have friends, but I don't really fit in with a friend group. I kind of hang out with every friend group, and I don't hang out with a single one. I hang out with the nerds, I hang out with sports kids, I hate hanging out with everyone really. One on one and maybe with the whole group, but I don't fit into one group and it kinda sucks. I wish I did. But some people envy what I can do is managing friends and wow, you how do you hang out with all these people? And it's not the easiest thing to do. Sometimes I do hurt people emotionally on accident, and I don't mean to. I'm just oblivious to myself and to others. But that's okay, right? That's something I have to deal with. It's something I have to learn to deal with. Maybe I sound like a pussy for saying it, but just saying what's on my mind. And that's what's on my mind. Because I currently am texting a girl right this second, and possibly maybe rejecting her because I may not like her the way she likes me. But yeah, there's no good way of rejecting someone. I just told her we should wait and see how things goes, friends. But yes, something like that. But yeah, some things you just can't get. It's so close, but yet you can't touch it. Or maybe you can, but if you do, you might get hurt in the process. I don't know. But there's a girl that I did like once, but she's gone now, so no point in talking about it. God, what am I saying? I'm putting this on the internet. Yeah, but whatever. People will listen, right? And God, can I say how much I hate TikTok? Jesus. I hate it so much. But God, I'm addicted to watching them. But not because I like them, because I hate them so much with a passion that I just have to watch them because they're so cringy and bad. But I don't even have TikTok downloaded. I just watch them on Instagram because Instagram likes put them in my explore page. Because, yeah, that's all it's filled with, cars and TikToks. And it's really depressing. But, yeah. I don't know. I really want to go outside right now, but it's 9 o'clock. And I can't. Oh, today's the 23rd of March, by the way. If you're wondering. Or maybe I should just make this my own, like, not diary, but keeping things, just record something once a day, and even if I don't post it, maybe it's just keep it to see how I was feeling that day and laugh about it later. I don't know, because writing in a journal seems pretty gay, but listening to yourself talk, now that is embarrassing. You can laugh about that for years. Be like, wow, I was a loser back then. And you'd be like, yep, then I'm a loser now. Maybe I'll be a loser forever. But it's okay. It's not that bad. I don't know. I just hope I don't have to experience the outside world, even though I know I will, but I'll prolong it as far as I can. Because it's scary out there. It really is. I know I'm all over the place, but just ignore it. Just listen for a little while. While we still can listen. While you have the chance to. Maybe not to me. Listen to someone. Something. Tell that person that you miss them. Or tell them that you're here for them. Do something good today. Do something good every day. Maybe not every day. We can't be good every day. But at least attempt to. Because if we can't better ourselves, then what's the point of. I don't know where I'm going with this. But yeah. Maybe I'm an idiot. Probably. I am most likely an idiot. But it's a small world, and we only have so much to live. So much time to live, I should say. And there's no reason to hate people. And maybe there is a reason, but try to figure out why that person, or whatever that person did to you, why they would do it. And think about if they did something like that, think about how hurt they are on the inside. Or just not, or just ignore me and just pretend I didn't say anything. While I just ramble on about stuff to the audience that isn't listening, that I don't have, because I haven't posted in a year. And the next thing I post is some rambling by myself that's pretty depressing and sad. I don't have any cool stories. I just don't. Oh, well, I do have one. Wednesday morning, going to school probably a couple months ago. Maybe like 2 months ago. Maybe not even, maybe like a month ago. My friend picks me up on Wednesdays because we have a late start. We usually start school at 7, but we started at 8 on Wednesdays. So he comes to pick me up from my house, and we pick up four other people, so there's about five or six people in the car by now. And coming back from getting food, we went to this taco place, and he makes, we're going straight, and he makes a left-hand turn into this neighborhood, but makes it extremely late. I think he was trying to drift. His front wheel Hyundai Accent, which something, I don't even know, don't question me, and crashes into the curb with all five of us in there, or six, I don't remember. So that's something. So we all hop out the car, and we're like, damn, your wheel is fucked, dude. Like, he didn't, he just damaged mostly the tire, and he was luckily able to reverse it off the curb, but it sounded pretty terrible. It sounded like a boat creaking, like in the water. Like, oh wow. It was terrible. So he parks it, and we all leave him. Like, I'm the last one to leave him to make sure that he's okay, make sure he's gonna be able to go to school. And but everyone else dips as soon as he crashes the car. They just start walking to school. I'm like, okay, bye. But I made sure he was okay. And like, he comes to school, and he actually got the police. Someone called the police on him, which that's a little excessive, I guess. But I don't know. In my opinion, no one got hurt, and no one else was involved in the accident but him. So calling the cops on him is a little dumb. So I don't know why they did, but they did. So maybe they thought we were hurt, but we all stopped at the car fine. And if we didn't call the police, I just don't think you should be able to call the police. Well, I mean, of course you could, but there's no reason to, you know? No one else was involved. It was him. The only person who was involved was him in the sidewalk. So yeah, but the police didn't do anything. Cops said they could have charged him, give him, or give him a ticket, because he lo they could tell from the tire screeches or the tire marks that he was speeding. But whatever. He ended up okay. His parents were a little pissed. He actually, the whole total damage on the car is that he destroyed the front right axle, and he bent the frame. So yeah, you know. And instead of buying him, it's a crappy car. It's like a, they bought that car for like 2 grand, but they got it fixed anyways, which was like about 2 grand to fix it. So you got me, dude. But yeah, that was fun. And yeah, I think I'm gonna end it there. Thank you for listening, if you even listened, and I hope you have a better day tomorrow if you didn't have a good one today. And if you had a good one today, well, I hope you have a good one tomorrow too. Good luck, everyone.